It is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. A human being develops in mind, soul, and body by making use of things. And he must have money in order to become the possessor of all the things he desires. Therefore, the basis of all advancement for him or her must be the science of getting rich. Your right to life means your right to have the use of all the things which may be necessary to your fullest mental, spiritual, and physical fulfillment. In other words, you have the right to be rich. To be really rich does not mean to be satisfied or contented with a little. No one ought to be satisfied with a little if he is capable of using and enjoying more. The purpose of nature is the advancement of life. Everyone should have all that can contribute to the power, elegance, beauty, and richness of life. To be content with less is sinful. Every person naturally wants to become all that they are capable of becoming by making use of things, and you can have the free use of things only as you become rich enough to buy them. To understand the science of getting rich is therefore the most essential of all knowledge. There is nothing wrong in wanting to get rich. The desire for riches is really the desire for a richer, fuller, and more abundant life. And that desire is praiseworthy. We live for the body. We live for the mind. We live for the soul. No one of these is better or holier than the other, all are alike desirable, and no one of the three body, mind, or soul, can live fully if either of the others is cut short of full life and expression. It is not right or noble to live only for the soul and deny mind or body, and it is wrong to live for the intellect and deny body or soul. No one can be really happy or satisfied unless his body is living fully in every function, and unless the same is true of his mind and his soul. You cannot live fully in body without good food, comfortable clothing, and warm shelter. Rest and recreation are also necessary to your physical life. You cannot live fully in mind without books and time to study them, without opportunity for travel and observation, without the objects of art and beauty you are capable of using and appreciating. To live fully in soul, one must have love, and love is denied expression by poverty. Love finds its most natural and spontaneous expression in giving. The person who has nothing to give cannot fill his place as a wife, a husband, a parent, or a citizen. It is in the use of material things that a human being finds full life for his body, develops his mind, and unfolds his soul. It is therefore of supreme importance to him that he should be rich. It is perfectly right that you should desire to be rich. It is perfectly right that you should give your best attention to the science of getting rich, because it is the noblest and most necessary of all studies. You can render to God and humanity no greater service than to make the most of yourself.